from Fox Searchlight Pictures, presenting The Sessions, from writer-director Ben Lewin and starring John Hawkes, Helen Hunt, and William H. Macy, now playing.
WCVE Public Radio. Columnist Jeff Shapiro joins us now from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for his Friday morning analysis of Virginia political news. Hello, Jeff.
Hi there, Wayne.
Well, President Obama attracted a big crowd to Byrd Park in Richmond yesterday. Mitt Romney will be back in Virginia on Sunday. GOP VP candidate Paul Ryan was in Bristol and Charlottesville yesterday, and we understand that practically the entire Biden family is going to be in the state. Still a lot of attention on battleground Virginia.
And even more attention in those battleground suburbs of Northern Virginia. On Monday, the president returns to Virginia, specifically Prince William County, and with him, Bubba, Bill Clinton. And this is not likely to be the last appearance by the president in the state. There's been some speculation, again, speculation, that he will swing through Hampton Roads. On both sides, this is all about voter mobilization, really energizing the base, getting people to turn out. The messages really aren't changing, and you can tell just rummaging through reporters' copy that a lot of the stories that are being generated out of Virginia are essentially repeats of earlier stories really intended to gin up the core of both parties.
In the midst of all this, there have been allegations of election fraud on both sides.
Yes, the Attorney General, Ken Cuccinelli, is investigating at the request of the Electoral Board, the State Electoral Board, the destruction of voter registration forms by a Republican operative. This apparently took place up in Rockingham County, up in the Valley, one of the more Republican areas of the state. In Northern Virginia, the son of Congressman Jim Moran, a Democrat, has quit his father's campaign, having been outed, if you will, by a secret video by a conservative organization in which Patrick Moran explains how to vote in another person's name. And this is now under investigation by Arlington police. The whole voter fraud thing, if you will, has a great currency this year, in large part because Virginia has joined all these other states in putting in place a voter ID law.
Well, there's a plethora of polls showing various things nationally and in the battleground states and in our state. Try to make some sense of it.
Well, just let's look at some of the most recent polling in Virginia. Public policy polling shows Obama ahead in Virginia. Rasmussen shows Obama and Romney tied. These different results could be a consequence of different methodologies, questions asked differently at different times of the day, different proportions of landline interviews versus mobile phone interviews. The key here is that polls are not supposed to be predictors, but they tend to have a conditioning effect. Sometimes that's a bandwagon effect, or it puts the fear of God in one side or the other. Clearly, that's what happened with the Republicans after Romney's perceived win in the first debate. But the bottom line here is that the polls don't really capture the most important factor, and that is, what's the turnout going to be? The greater the volume in this state, the greater the chances Obama will be able to hold Virginia, a fast-changing state, a state in which when more people participate, the temperament and the temperature of the electorate tends to be more moderate, and that tends to help Democrats.
The Senate race also still pretty close between Allen and Kaine, and there have been some unusual ads just lately.
Yes, Tim Kaine finally pushing back on that enemy of coal tag. He's running an ad that features a miner who attacks George Allen, mentioning Allen's business ties and the donations that he receives from coal companies. This miner says, and these are his words, that George Allen is for the big boys, and that he, Allen, knows where his bread is buttered. This ad, of course, is negative, but the attack is not by the candidate, Kaine, it's by a proxy. Allen is doing the attacking himself in another ad, that dredges up that old rag, as George Allen's people might put it, that Tim Kaine would be Barack Obama's senator, you know, that he's already demonstrated he's a patsy for the president by serving as DNC chairman. There is something slightly new in that ad, and that Allen presses this sequestration theme that these automatic cuts, if carried out, could erase 200,000 jobs or more in Virginia.
Mm-hmm. About 30 to 40 seconds. Cantor and Powell slugging it out in the 7th District.
Yes, Eric Cantor running advertising on left-of-center MSNBC attacking Wayne Powell by name as a big spender and a tax raiser. What's interesting there, no mention whatsoever of Cantor's Republican affiliation. Now, I guess to some degree he's trying to run away from his Republican brand, but he's also trying to run up the margin against Powell as a signal to his friends up in the House Republican caucus that all these attacks on the House Majority Leader have not weakened him. Meanwhile, Ralph Stanley, the bluegrass legend, accompanied Wayne Powell on a tour across the rural 7th, the idea to draw a very sharp contrast that perhaps the 7th is not much like a congressman who has a preference for Gucci loafers.
All right. Thanks to Jeff Shapiro at the Richmond Times-Dispatch, who joins us Friday mornings here on Morning Edition to analyze the Virginia political news. It's 8:40.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montes.